JM in the AM. My thanks, of course, to Rabbi Yudin. And it is, in fact, extra special for us when he addresses us from the Holy Land. Continue to enjoy your journey to Israel over the next couple of weeks, Rabbi Yudin. You and the Rebbetzin and the entire family. JM in the AM, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Well, Rabbi Benny Rappaport is with us live via telephone. I never thought after the multiple visits during my teenage years to Naog Park, and those of you who are old Marasha people, I'm sure you're laughing right now. I never dreamed that I would ever, in 2024, actually sight on the air the beloved Naog Park of Scranton, Pennsylvania. But Rabbi Rappaport and many others, no doubt, are coordinating a wonderful Jewish food festival that all of us are invited to. And trust me, folks, I'm actually thinking of going. Bring back a lot of memories from the area. And also, I hear that the Scranton community and its suburbs just continue to grow. And obviously, we all know the benefits of, quote unquote, being out of town. Anyway, Rabbi Benny Rappaport is the director of Chabad's Jewish Discovery Center in Clark's Summit, Pennsylvania, a northern suburb of Scranton, and the Jewish Food Festival and a Jewish art exhibition are going to be happening over the next few days. Rabbi Rappaport, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much, Yisroel Koyach, Reb Nachum. It's a pleasure to be here.
First of all, most importantly, does Naog still have the same rides and the same layout? Is it still the traditional Naog Park or not?
I don't think so. I think it's changed in a lot of ways. There's no zoo. There's no amusement park. But they've done a lot of work over the last years. They put in beautiful pathways, lighting, benches. There's the gorge, the treehouse. It's definitely a really cool place to spend an afternoon or a day or two.
So it's a great public space. May not have the amusement park rides, as you say, and some of the other features of the past, but it sounds like is a nice public space in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Now, I can't imagine that the Jewish Food Festival that goes from this Sunday, July the 28th, through Wednesday, July the 31st, is only for people who want to eat delicious kosher food from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I would assume, Rabbi Rappaport, that you are inviting everybody from far and wide to come and enjoy four incredible days in the Scranton area.
It's amazing because even if I don't invite them, they're coming anyway. What do? I can't stop them. But I think you're right. The biggest amusement of all is the pleasure of having hot, kosher, delicious food served right in the park, not having to schlep, and just enjoying, honestly, I'll tell you how it started. We used to do an annual event with a concert or some type of attraction. And then on the side, we're like, all right, let's do a little sponsor's dinner. Let's do a little food on the side. And guess what happened? The food became the attraction. Yeah. And it turned into, from a sponsor's dinner, it turned into a Jewish food festival. Interestingly enough, a large part of the patrons are not Jewish. They're coming to experience the ethnic food, the falafel, the shawarma, the kugel, the barbecue ribs, the brisket sandwich. There's so many different kinds of foods. All so honestly, I can't oversell it.
Well, one second. A Sunday through Wednesday from 11:30 in the morning until 6 p.m., you're telling me that each of those 4 days for 6.5 hours, those will be the offerings on the menu?
Yeah, check out jewishfoodfest.com, and you can even order online and pick up at the welcome station. It's amazing that it grows year to year, and you know the feeling that you get when you eat something, and it was just good. It was, I feel zot. I feel it was an experience. It wasn't just calories. That's the feeling. And we do a little bit of like variety where there's the New York deli, you know, the hot pastrami on the fresh New York rye. Right. A lot of that. And then there's, of course, the Israeli section, the shawarma, the falafel. So there's a lot of like chic, you know, ethnic feel, but it's all got kosher, Hasidic shechita, you know, under the Chabad hashkacha. So we're very excited about it. And we welcome your listeners to come up.
I mean, it honestly just sounds like fun. It sounds like for us, it would be what, a 2-3 hour drive? What would it be for the Manhattan area?
We're less than 2 hours to the GWB or the Holland Tunnel.
Oh, interesting. So not as long as
I thought. Hotels are inexpensive. Yes, hotels are inexpensive. And this year, because of the Jewish art exhibition, there's a beautiful museum, like a 120-year-old museum, right literally in eye's view of the pavilions. And every year we look at it and we're like, what's going on in there? This year, they've worked for months and they planned a beautiful Jewish art exhibition with like 12 artists, really unique stuff. Anyone that wants to enjoy just a day away, come out, check out the art exhibit, come over to the pavilion for lunch or dinner or something in between, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed.
Interesting. And that art exhibition is going to go until when? Because that's not just for 4 days, right?
Right. That's open all summer. They do have special hours to be open, to make sure they're open during the fest hour so people can enjoy both at the same time.
Very cool. All right, Jewish Food Festival, everybody. The Jewish Discovery Center just in Scranton, Pennsylvania, invites you this coming Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, July 28th through the 31st. You can enjoy all this delicious kosher food. And you don't have to order in advance, right? There's plenty of opportunity to step up and just buy something, right?
Oh, no, yeah, there's no admission. You just come in, look at it, buy a knish if you want. It's really, and the best way to get information is jewishfoodfest.com. We have a WhatsApp link. You can ask questions, post answers, complain about the food. Well, you could do that, too.
No one's complaining about the food, I can tell you that much.
If not, are you thinking about coming, or are you coming?
I'll tell you, I mean, first of all, the fact that it's not limited to Sunday and you're giving us an opportunity to, you know, think about coming Monday through Wednesday as well, I am thinking maybe one of those 4 days we'll make the trek and just enjoy the day. I mean, there's supposed to be great weather next week in the eastern region of the United States. You know, to take a drive like that on a summer day and enjoy a lunch like that, it's very enticing, Rabbi Rapoport, very, very enticing.
You know what's beautiful about it? It's a really nice Kiddush Hashem. Because you have a real interesting mingling. People that are not Jewish know nothing about Judaism. They're coming with their chains and tattoos, or they're coming in their business suits with their sharp ties, or whoever. I mean, literally, people from all over the state, from Philly. We had people driving to Toronto, stopping over. We had some number of people from Long Island that drove in 3 hours last year. It's really a really interesting place for people to kind of get together and, limit and try to reduce some of the hate, the bias, the wall, so to speak, between people. I think it's we're very proud of it.
I think it's a great idea. And everybody out there, you can check it out online. What did you say, Jewish Food Fest?
JewishFoodFest.com is all the information.
JewishFoodFest.com. It's Sunday through Wednesday of next week, and I could see it attracting people from far and wide, especially from this area, from the New York area. And it's just a fun day to go. And by the way, and it's one of those things where, you know, there's a million festivals in the United States this time of year. I mean, you could only imagine what the festival map looks like, you know, in this country during this time of year. All of us who eat kosher, we always wish, we could just go and, you know, not worry about what we're buying and having a good time eating it and being with family and friends. Here we have that opportunity. We can finally have that type of atmosphere. And as you say, which I believe totally, create a Kiddush Hashem as well. Here's the special hours for the Jewish art exhibition across the street at the Everhart Museum on Mulberry Street in Scranton. They're going to be open 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. each day during the Jewish Food Festival. And as Rabbi Rapoport said, beyond that, they're going to be open, regular hours during the summer months as well, even after the festival. All the information at the Jewish Discovery Center website, jewishdiscoverycenter.org, jewishdiscoverycenter.org, where you can get information about the art exhibit. If you're already there, folks, during the 4 days, make sure to go across the street and see and support the Jewish art exhibit. And the JewishFoodFest.com, JewishFoodFest.com gets you information about Naog Park in Scranton for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. A great festival, a food festival. All the major credit cards accepted at all the concessions. You don't have to worry about that. You know, you don't have to find an ATM. It's free admission, and you can eat as much or as little as you want. It sounds like, based on what Rabbi Rapoport's telling us, there'll be plenty of food available. Rabbi Rapoport, is there anything else you'd like to add about these two events?
No, I think that, Scranton is a beautiful place. I think it's a growing Jewish community, both in the Chabad area, in the suburbs, and in town itself with the Beth Shalom schools and the Hebrew Day School and the other shuls. It's really, there's some beautiful growth, and we welcome people to come visit.
A lot of history in Scranton. A lot of great Jewish American history in Scranton, to say the least. Good luck with the event, Ryan Rappaport. And who knows? Maybe we'll see you. Maybe we'll see you at some point early next week.
Thanks so much for having me on, and have a good Shabbos and all the good news.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Shabbos. All right, Benny Rappaport, Scranton, Pennsylvania, Jewish Food Festival. Pretty cool. More coming up, JM in the AM.